O Lord, you are great, and we know you because you've spoken your word to us. We pray your spirit would move again as it has before, to bring your light, to bring your glory to us, that we may see your face and be inspired to love and serve you through Jesus Christ our Lord this day. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, today is certainly a day of celebration here at St. Andrew's. It's a day to sing praises to our God and give thanks. It's been a long journey, longer than any of us imagine. And it has required tremendous effort from a lot of people. But on a day like today, I think we can agree that it has been well worth it all. And who could have imagined at the start that a modest church like ours could have accomplished something of this scale? In less than 3 years, to support this project, our extended church family, together with some friends in the local community, have raised again $1.5 million. God has been very good to us. He has inspired us to tremendous acts of generosity and sacrifice and accomplished much through us. And so today we celebrate. Today we can also take a deep breath and rest in the glow of what God has accomplished. Indeed, we should rest in our wonderful new space in the coming seasons of Advent and Christmas and enjoy it. Yet as we celebrate, give thanks, and enjoy this moment, we do so in the knowledge that our beautifully renovated building is just one piece of the work of renewal that the Lord is doing in our midst today. And indeed, as important as a house of worship is to a church, ultimately, a church is more than just a building. And its mission is greater than erecting a building of glass, steel, and stone. At its heart, a church is Jesus together with his people, united to carry out God's mission of love and grace in the world. We construct buildings to facilitate this mission. Indeed, it's why we call them facilities. We make them beautiful as well as functional to help us give glory to God. For beauty is something that helps us see God's face. But above all else, the Church of Jesus Christ exists to extend God's kingdom of love, justice, and mercy throughout the whole world. That's what we're about. But our buildings do say a lot about us as people, about our priorities and the vision that guides us. You can tell a lot about the group of people by the structures they create. This is true of civilizations and of individuals. It's also true of this congregation of St. Andrew's and the many building projects it has carried out over 190 years of history. The first building on this site was begun way back in 1826. It was a simple wood frame structure with a bell tower. You can see on the right-hand side of the drawing. This first building actually took even longer than the one we just finished, more than 6 years of construction. Yet it was a statement of hope and confidence in the future. Ancaster at the time was one of the leading communities of Upper Canada. The township had grown to the point where the Presbyterians finally had the resources to build their own house of worship rather than share one with the Anglicans and other Protestants in the village. God had been very good to the Scottish settlers here, and it was time to show their gratitude with a suitable house in which to worship him. The stone sanctuary that we worship in today was completed roughly 50 years later in 1875. But this building carried a slightly different message. The 50 years that had passed since the founding of St. Andrew's had been difficult. Part of this was due to the fact that Ancaster had declined from its glory days, had been surpassed by Hamilton as the center of the region. But for the Presbyterians of Ancaster, this period had been marked by other troubles as well. For the 30 years after 1844, they were divided into two separate congregations. Yet by 1875, the Presbyterians of Ancaster had come together again as one united Church of St. Andrews. The stone sanctuary that we worship in today was built as a powerful sign of unity and shared purpose. 80 years later, Ancaster had changed again, with brand new subdivisions filling up, with new families and children. The people of St. Andrews dreamed of doubling the size of their building to welcome these new residents into their family of faith. Yet this was a small town church of very modest means that still had that shared a minister with Alberton down the road. How could they make this bold vision a reality? Well, they dreamed big, and they called on everyone in the church to invest in church bonds. And in 1961, the dream was fulfilled. They had a house with room to grow. And the church did grow in the decades that followed. Until 1995, St. Andrews was finally able to become an independent church with a minister of its own. The building had served the mission. At each step along the way, a building project has helped St. Andrews carry out the mission given to it by God. And each phase of the building revealed something about the life of the church in that time and the vision that guided it through those years. So what does our newly renovated and expanded building say about who St. Andrews is today and about the vision that is guiding us into the future? Well, that can be summed up by the phrase that has guided St. Andrews through this most recent stage of our journey: opening doors. This statement and logo were adopted early in the Access Project, sometime before I came here as minister. The purpose of this building project was twofold. First, to make the church physically open and accessible to people of different abilities, something it really wasn't before. We all know those stairs that are everywhere in this building. Yet this worthy goal could have been accomplished with a more modest renovation. Which brings us to the second goal. And that was to present a fresh, open, and welcoming face to our neighbors here in Ancaster. As I quickly learned, few people in Ancaster knew there was an active, living church here, just steps away from the heart of the village area on Wilson Street. And so a new vision was cast, a bold vision, just like 50 years before. One that in the past number of years has transformed more than just the physical structure of the church building, as enormous as this change has been. In time, accessibility has come to mean more than just the installation of an elevator and the removal of physical barriers. And openness has become more than just the clear glass that now allows our neighbors to see into this space that we use. After 6 years, the vision of the Access Project has become the vision of the whole church. After much prayer and discussion, we have dug deep into what it means for us to be a church that is focused on opening doors. And this has led us to spell out exactly what we believe God is calling us to do and become in the next number of years. The starting point for all of this is a renewed focus on the Jesus who called St. Andrews to be a church in the first place. We are about opening our doors to Jesus. For truly, if we have any hope for renewal that goes beyond the mere survival of an institution, it can only be in Jesus. The most stunning building in the world will not help us if we are not a community centered on Jesus Christ, the one who is the hope for renewal for all people, and indeed for all creation. The good news is that this building project has helped begin this process of opening ourselves more deeply to our God. It took great faith in the beginning, truly great faith. And at every step along the way, it took continued faith to continue. And the tremendous risk that this project represented. And by stepping out in faith, we have experienced the amazing faithfulness of the Lord. So much of what we have accomplished here goes well beyond what anyone could expect for a church of this size. And in this time in Canadian history when so many churches are struggling just to survive with what they have, when we step out in faith, we open a door to a deeper relationship to the God we encounter in Jesus Christ and invite Him to do new and wonderful things in our lives. We see this in the story told in the pages of the Gospel of Mark as the first disciples dropped their nets to follow Jesus and left a hard but reliable livelihood of fishing to go to an uncertain future with the one they hoped was the promised Messiah. In time, these fishermen, together with tax collectors and women, would step out in faith on a mission to change the world. On paper, what they set out to do was impossible. In a world of empires and armies, wealth and power, they were no one. Yet when they opened the door to Jesus and walked with Him in faith, a new world of possibility opened up in front of them. Indeed, when the brothers Andrew and Simon Peter brought Jesus into their house, it seemed right away that the whole world had actually come to them. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. That evening at sundown, they brought to Him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole town was gathered around the door. If we have any hope for renewal and healing for ourselves, it is found only in Jesus. And if we are to have anything to offer our neighbors, it can only be Jesus. Now the truth is that even at our wonderfully well-attended open house yesterday, and it was a great day, we did not quite have the whole town gathered at our door. Yet the more we open our door to Jesus, and the more obvious His presence with us becomes, then we trust that God will draw people to Himself as He has done from the beginning. When the apostles Paul and Barnabas returned from their first missionary journey, they brought amazing news. They gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how He had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. In the early days of the Christian movement, many among the Jewish disciples had doubts that Gentiles, non-Jews from the surrounding nations, would be responsive to the good news about Jesus. Only a few had ever seemed interested in God, Israel's God, before. Would that really change now? Would people be interested? They did. Amazingly, they did. God promised and He delivered. The Spirit went out and opened the door to faith. And we are all here today because Jewish believers like Paul and Barnabas dared to believe that God could do something new. As a church, we started out in the faith that this massive undertaking, we carried out this massive undertaking in the faith that the gospel is still good news today. And when we take down barriers and open our doors, God will draw people into our family of faith. We would not have done all of this if we did not have hope that others would come and join in celebrating the good news that God has come to dwell among us and do a new thing in the world. But the building is just a start. As a church, we have begun to look at how we can make our congregation as welcoming as possible to people who would like to come and know Jesus and be a part of His work of healing and renewal. We are discerning how to take down barriers to people coming to faith and to learn new ways of telling the old story in fresh new ways. Indeed, in the physical structure of the church building, we have brought together the best of old and new. And we are seeking to do this now in our worship service and in the kind of close-knit, supportive community we hope to create together in this place. But ultimately, if we are to do our best to welcome people here into our renewed and refreshed house of worship, we must go out into this community with the good news of God's love for all people. We must open our doors to go out into the world. Well, Jesus spent much time in the house of Andrew and Simon Peter during his ministry. He spent even more time out on the road. And he called his disciples to do the same. Jesus said, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." In a time when many people have become distracted by prosperity and turned away from traditional religion, the need for us to go out and share the good news in fresh, authentic ways has never been more essential. And more than ever, we must put our faith into action to show that it's more than just old words from a time gone by, but a powerful force for transformation, for healing, renewal, forgiveness today. Because in spite of all the prosperity around us, there is an equal poverty of the spirit, a scarcity of true health and wholeness, and an emptiness that cannot be filled apart from the love of God. One tool we've been learning to use here at St. Andrew's in the past few years is the Alpha Course. When used the right way, it's something that can help us turn the key on all three of these doors we seek to open. For those of us already in the church, it's a powerful way to deepen our relationship with Jesus. It's also a way for us to deepen our love for one another, both within the church and outside. How does it do this? Well, Alpha does have a lot to offer people who are already Christians. It's specifically designed to connect with people who are outside the church. You have questions about life and purpose. By participating in Alpha Course and learning the approach shared in the videos and experiencing the kind of open community we form around the Alpha table week by week, we can learn how to be more welcoming to people who haven't yet come to a faith in Jesus. And more importantly, it equips us to go out there and share this renewed and deepened faith with others. By opening up a space in our church for people to come and enjoy authentic relationships, to safely ask life's big questions and hear a straightforward explanation of what the good news is all about, we hope to create something compelling that you'll all want your friends and neighbors to come to, that you'll want to invite your friends and neighbors to come and see the community of faith we're forming here. Next week, I'll be sharing a new and innovative way that we'll be using to offer Alpha here at St. Andrew's in the coming year. The elders and I have hoped that this will be something that can enable us all to live into this vision that God has given us at this exciting time in the history of our life as a congregation. And if you're here worshiping at St. Andrew's for the first time today, I hope you'll join us as we live out our vision of opening doors. I hope you feel welcome here today and have a sense that Jesus is here with us in this place, bringing renewal, calling us to reach out with God's love, and leading us into a new season of rejoicing for all that God has done for us. Amen. Well, as we thank God for all his good gifts, we take up an offering for his work in the world. And if you would like, we have a variety of ways to give, including by PayPal through our church website.